No smiles for this picture, a Kodak moment in financial history, not for the scrapbook, though. Eastman Kodak, the creator of consumer photography, declares bankruptcy. What's the thinking outside of that little yellow box? On this Thursday, January 19th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Take four flash pictures without changing bulbs. In color, of course. Newest Instamatic camera outfits from less than $18, only from Kodak.
So many Kodak moments. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
The business and culture of Kodak is our focus at the beginning of this hour. We're also going to have a look at the internet protests yesterday, and we'll have a primer on Marxism for you super PACs writing campaign ads about politicians running for president. Out there, you listeners are talking about SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act. This listener texted us from Briar Park, New York, with this to say, this bill is like trying to clean the beach with a dustpan. What do you think? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and let's go right to the headlines.
As you heard, Eastman Kodak has filed for bankruptcy. That move had been coming for some time, but it does mark a low point in the firm's 131-year history. Kodak has secured $950 million in financing from Citigroup and expects to be able to operate its business during bankruptcy reorganization. The fallout continues this morning after President Obama's formal recommendation to reject the Keystone XL pipeline. Keystone is seen by Republicans as a much-needed shovel-ready project that would create jobs and help the U.S. become more energy independent. The State Department denied a permit for the 1,600-mile pipeline, though, saying it had insufficient time to review the plans. Speaker John Boehner weighed in.
President Obama is destroying tens of thousands of American jobs and shipping American energy security to the Chinese. There's no other way to put it.
Environmentalists have praised that decision. A new pipeline plan is likely, but not until after the presidential elections are over in November.
The Stop Online Piracy Act appears to have lost some critical political support after yesterday's blackout protests by Wikipedia, Google, and some of the rest, 7,000 websites in all. Several Republicans have dropped their support, and lawmakers on Capitol Hill have been flooded with calls in response to the blackout. A spokeswoman for Google confirmed that 4.5 million people added their names to the company's anti-SOPA petition on Wednesday. Rescue efforts have resumed aboard the wrecked Italian cruise ship Costa Concordia off the Italian coast. Operations had been suspended as the vessel shifted its position. More than 20 people are still missing, including two Americans from Minnesota. Salvage operators are standing by to start pumping fuel from the ship's tanks to avoid a potential environmental disaster.
And in the latest round of a power struggle in Pakistan, the prime minister has appeared at the Supreme Court to defend himself. From the High Court in London, 19 more civil damages claims brought over that phone hacking scandal, 19 of them settled. Actor Jude Law is one of the latest victims to reach a settlement with News International. Lawyers say the majority of people who are pursuing damages have now been dealt with. Those that remain are likely to press ahead with a trial scheduled for next month. In the markets, Asian markets are up, and so are European indices, and so are Wall Street futures. The Dow will start at 12,509, the S&P at 1308, and the NASDAQ at 2425.
Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk about Kodak. It's that company, Eastman Kodak. It created consumer photography. It really, in a sense, created the consumer high-tech world, the idea that you can have in your hand a high-tech device that allows you to document our world.
The whole idea of scrapbooking, I mean, that was part of the fact that this was in the hands of consumers as opposed to professional photographers, made it possible to capture not just posed pictures, but, you know.
Well, way before scrapbooking, I mean, the idea of being able to take your own pictures and get them developed was a revolutionary technological development in the 1800s, carried through into the 20th century. Even hobbyists would develop their own film, make their own prints. Dark rooms were something that lots of people had. And Kodak was behind all of that technology, film, paper, the cameras themselves. You heard the little clip from that Instamatic camera commercial that our director played at the top of the hour. You must have some Kodak products kicking around your house. Call us with the story of Kodak in your life at 877-8-MY-TAKE. The company declared bankruptcy. Imagine the Kodak slide projector, any of those carousel slides.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Kodak, a major impact in American culture, declaring bankruptcy. Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your story to thetakeaway.org.